Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Past us, my friends. It is Friday, the 13th day of January 2006, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the second hour, we have the gentleman running for State Senate, Mr. Stahl, with Corridor Watch, who we had on via the telephone just a few weeks ago. He's a city manager down in the city by Houston. Of course, he's a former military veteran and a retired police officer. And he has successfully gotten the majority of counties in Texas to join Corridor Watch and to say that they're not going to put up with the Trans-NAFTA highway, which will turn 8,000 miles of roads in Texas. The old number was 6,000. Now it's 8,000. There's 7,000 total in the whole country into transponder-taxed toll roads with tracker chips in all your cars. You're going, but this is Texas, Alex. We're in Illinois. We're in California. We're listening in New York, or let's say you're listening in Florida or Missouri right now. This is nationwide. This is part of an international, not just federal plan. And we're on the front lines here in Texas, but so are many other states like Illinois, California, Ohio is now moving forward with this, Oregon. Many of your states are now at the point or almost at the point or in some cases past the point that Texas has now gotten to. This is make it or break it. So we're going to have him in studio today, and then, of course, we'll then put that together in a week or so. You'll be able to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member. There's so much to cover in the meantime. Clone team want to grow human cells in rabbit eggs. And then you read into it, it is a human-rabbit hybrid. Now, they already have cow-human hybrids, pig-human hybrids, chimeras, cross-species. And we will get into that. Meanwhile, we have that South Korean scientist who lied about this cloning, just saying, quote, he went crazy. And it's the old thing of the mad scientist. They admittedly are just going completely wild all over the planet, randomly splicing this and that. And we've had Nobel Prize winners on this broadcast in genetics and genetic engineering to tell you it could give rise to, at any time, to a super virus that could literally wipe out a whole species, super bacteria, you name it. And it already has, in some cases, given rise to things that are incredibly dangerous. And they're just not stopping, and there's no controls, and it's being planted in many of the plant species open air. So I want to go into that. And due to that, governments have gotten together and have funded through a private group a doomsday vault to house the world's seeds. And it costs millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's an armored compound in the frozen tundra. And to save the seeds for 10,000 years, if need be. And this is being done because the entire genome of the planet is being corrupted. And Monsanto said they were doing that 5 years ago by design. So we'll get into something that sounds like a science fiction movie, but hey, it's 2006, ladies and gentlemen. We are living science fiction. Really serious news, massive amounts of fighter bombers and bombers have been moved into Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and other areas to begin attacking Iran. This is from one of their little mouthpieces, Bill Gertz, the phony conservative. And also, this is out of Associated Press, Iran threatens to block nuke inspections. And then there's an article, Apply Digital Solutions says killer dogs will murder your children if they don't take implantable chips. You know, Cujo will get you. Only the chip will save you. NSA tracking citizens with local police. Stay with us. We'll tell you about it. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Opened the broadcast up yesterday talking about how body scanners have already gone in the United States at many of the airports, and they're now going in London airports. They're going in train stations and bus stations, and they literally take a 360 view of your body. It's a chamber you walk into, and then it spins around your body, and then they have a color image of your naked body. Now, a few years ago, they would actually show these on the news, and it freaked people out because you could see every detail, down to pores on the skin. But now I've noticed the media the last few years promoting these, showing kind of blurry images or images at a distance. But up on InfoWars.com, we're posting some of the old ones. They are graphic, but this is what you're... And, of course, you're naked on the ones they're showing on the news. Now, it's just not as detailed. Well, I've talked to some of the companies that have developed these. I've talked to people at the airports that run these. We've had them on as guests in years past. I mean, it is just absolute total detail. And the Viper teams of the TSA are saying they're going to be at train stations and bus stations here in America. That's official. They're now even bought some to start doing it. They're going to have mobile trucks that they park that then lowers the little chamber down the back of it to go to random places, so it's mobile and to search you. And the TSA teams, the Viper teams as they've called, are saying they're going to be all over the nation now. In fact, they're now from Houston to New York, from Chicago to San Francisco. They're all over the place. And they, quote, are in command of local police, and they say they're just going to randomly search you and randomly demand to see your papers and, quote, surround banks, shopping malls, grocery stores, and just randomly pull cars over, just randomly looking for terrorists, as if you just randomly, I think I'll run into that coffee shop across the street and just randomly shake everyone down and see if they're terrorists. I mean, number one, that isn't how you stop terrorists. Number two, you look at who really the terrorists are. It's the globalists, either funding, provocateurs, or actually carrying the attacks out, that's declassified in public. And then number three, it's totally un-American and classical police state, and you can go to number 500 if you want. It just goes on and on. So coming up later, I want to get into this article that Steve Watson wrote, New Body Scanners in Use in London. We are living in a dystopian nightmare. And we have two different news TV clips with people going,
oh, I just love being scanned. I love to feel safe.
And feel safe is right, lady. If you're dumb enough to think you're safe, fine, you're really not safe. When men in black uniforms and black helmets are standing there right out of the Running Man doing this to you while your border stays wide open. I mean, just type in Blair signs secret deal on immigration, or type in, because I did the search yesterday for a film I'm making, just type in Blair immigration scam, and you'll get where he was going. We're going to stop illegal immigration. Meanwhile, he signs a secret deal for unlimited. And then the poor British population,
save us from all the illegal aliens robbing us and stealing. Get them.
Because the news always poses it as, well, the main problem is all of these foreigners. We're going to take all your rights to stop them. Meanwhile, unlimited, bring forward more. All right, let me get out of my British accent. But it's all the same thing over here. I tell you, when Paul Watson and Steve Watson, two of our writers and webmasters over for PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.net, were over here in the U.S., I actually tortured them on long road trips. I drove them out to Enchanted Rock to do a little bit of rock climbing, a little bit of hiking about, and I did torture them the entire drive out there and back. Talking like this to them, you know, you boys have really done a fabulous job, and I just want to say that we're honored to have you here. All right, that's enough. I'm going to stop it. I mean, you got to have some fun with all of this, but I just want to tell you, let's say I wanted to fly back over to London on my way to Bilderberg Group this year. Yes, I may sneak off to that. Never been. I may go to it. It's supposed to be in Scotland or in France this year. So I'll be, that's just in 2 or 3 months, so I'll be probably sneaking off to that. But if I decide to go, I want to fly through London Airport. Why? They're saying that about 1 out of 3 people, they're just herding everyone through, and it makes a big, long line, but they've got nice fellows in these newscasts going, well, yes, it is a hassle, but I'm willing to do it, to be safe. Meanwhile, the very government people running the machines work for the government that openly, repeatedly, declassified witnesses, public trials, books, MI6 agents going public, has carried out bombings for the last 26 years that we know of, and been blaming it on their enemies. So the actual people that are bombing you, fool, are the ones who now have their useless idiot minions out there scanning you. But let me get into some other news first before I really detail that. Because, I mean, this illustrates it all. Are you going to let them scan you and your family and your wife or your grandma and have you naked on file? It is actually a body scan. Oh, by the way, they admit with these scanners, they double as a body biometric scanner. You know, they can create a detailed digital algorithm off of, 14 different points on your thumb or 12 different points on your index finger. That is about 99.9% effective. Well, they can also do that with your face. And the body has its own calculations. I'm sure you've heard the stuff on the news. We can tell if you're a terrorist by your walk. Of course, that's all quackery, but that gives them the, quote, probable cause and excuse. And you know, we've already proven that the lie detectors have been a fraud, and how many people went to the gas chamber or went to the lethal injection because of it. Again, I'm for the death penalty in principle, on the surface, but do you trust? Would you be for Joseph Stalin to have a death penalty? Would you be for Mao Zedong to have a death penalty? No, because you can't give murdering killer scumbags that power. So I'm against the death penalty in its current form because you cannot trust this criminal government to implement it. Now, because of DNA testing, what? Upwards of over a third of the people on death row are totally innocent? Because, again, the government is so criminal. Better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man not go free. Because, again, as the Founding Fathers said, it is better that criminals go free than the ultimate criminal, the government, get control. All common sense hath shown. All history hath shown. Though I do cheer. I mean, I have to admit, when someone's obviously guilty and they dig up 14, 15, 20 bodies in their backyard and the smirking demon admits they did it and they dress up like a clown, I mean, yeah, you know, Mr. John Wayne Gacy, sure, let me throw the switch. But continuing, folks, clone team want to grow human cells in rabbit eggs. That's London Daily Mail. They always have a nice way to spin that, but you read into the article, it says it will be the first rabbit-human hybrid. But it's the same in all these articles. It's always clone team wants to grow human cells in rabbit eggs. Well, if you grow human cells in a rabbit egg, what is that? British scientists want to create embryos. See, now in the second line, though, it admits what it is. Embryos. That's what we all were once. It's a human. The zygote then turns into an embryo. By combining rabbit eggs with human DNA, it has emerged. They hope the controversial move will boost stem cell research in incurable diseases, by giving them a plentiful supply of eggies on which to hone their skills. The scientists claim the development is needed as current human egg shortages are likely to worsen following a recent cloning scandal in which Korean research was exposed as fake by a person who said he, quote, went insane. However, ethical campaigners last night called for the repugnant and very disturbing. A team led by Professor Ian Wilmot, the pioneer behind Dolly the Sheep, the first mammal cloned from an adult cell, is currently trying to use stem cells from embryos to learn more about triggers for motor neuron disease. And if you believe that 10 years ago, or was it 9 years ago, that Dolly was the first mammal clone, I got a bridge I want to sell you, folks. Stem cells are building blocks that can turn into any part of the body. And can turn into any type of aberrant deadly pathogen as well. The team plans to turn them into nerve tissue so scientists can then study how disease develops in the laboratory. The laboratory. Now, they have human chimera goats, human chimera cows, human chimera pigs, and then they'll show the pig on the news and go, oh, it's a pig. But it has human genes in the heart tissue so that humans don't reject the pig heart. Isn't that just wonderful? But then they get chimeras where it's not just a few genes, but it's whole body systems, whole structures. And one of the most classic cases is the spider goat, announced 6 years ago in development around 15 years ago. We had the CEO on from upstate New York, one of many spider goat facilities. About 5 years ago, and he admitted that it's an army compound guarded by the army, but the goats are right out there behind a fence, and they frolic about. Now, their udders are basically a spider part. That part even doesn't look like a normal goat's udders or mammary glands, breasts. And it looks something out of a science fiction movie, very horrific, you know, insectoid-looking, and it squirts out milk that can then be dried and is spinneret. It is the spider silk, one of the strongest known substances. Well, they're now coming out with carbon nanotech stuff that's even better for body armor and structures and composite materials. So that's going on, and understand, again, we've had top scientists on. I need to get them back on again. People who were all for this till they found out what it was doing. You change one little gene in a potato, you may get the desired effect you wanted in one area. It may, you know, sit on the shelf for a couple months, but another one won't. Why is that? Why doesn't it break down? Why doesn't a tomato break down? There's a reason they break down. But then it changes thousands, sometimes millions, of other traits in the DNA, and always makes them toxic, and then we eat them. And there's a study a day about how it kills the mice, kills the guinea pigs, kills the... You feed it to them, we're eating it, wondering why we have all these new problems. And it's just I mean, again, it's not a debatable. It's proven this is deadly.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The point I'm trying to make about genetic engineering is this. It has great promise, but if it's done in a controlled fashion, but you've got millions of scientists, thousands and thousands of labs, really tens of thousands. I mean, there's like 15 or so that are really high tech that I know of in the Austin area. That's just in Austin, a city of, 800,000 people. And they have whole assembly lines just at one company, because I happen to have a friend who works there, at one company, whole assembly lines just randomly splicing species. I mean, it is mechanized warehouses just with robotic systems. Just injecting it into different eggs, different creatures, different DNA mixes, different studies, and they're it's kind of like, you know, they claim they discovered plastics by a petri dish falling off of a table that had something mixed in it, or not a petri dish, you know, some dish they were mixing different polymers in. They say they discover a lot of different antibiotics by accident, and now to discover a new antibiotic, they liken it to trying to find one specific snowflake in a whole snowdrift. And they just do it by randomly mixing and different chemicals and different compounds and different organisms together. And now they're doing it through genetic engineering. So they're just wildly creating these witch's brews. And I mean, most of the potatoes and tomatoes and onions that you now get at the supermarket that taste so good or so big and juicy, I mean, they'll have salmon genes, cockroach genes. Don't ask me why, but cockroach is like one of the main ingredients. Don't believe me? Just type cockroach genes in tomatoes. Type it into Google, and you'll get literally hundreds of articles. I remember seeing that 10 years ago, and I couldn't believe it. But there's something about the chitin in their wings that just makes the vegetables last about twice as long and just be so juicy. So I'm not kidding. They have grasshopper genes in a bunch of stuff, weevil genes. They also now put bug genes in particular crops because then the bugs won't eat it, they found, because it puts off their own pheromone. They got this down so incredibly advanced that A&M and others, Protegene was one company that got in big trouble over it here in Texas, where the corn will grow a chemical you need for tanning leather, or it'll grow a chemical you need for gas additives, or it'll grow live HIV virus in it. And then people tried to spin it, well, it was just to make vaccine. Yeah, but that virus was live to then do the test with. And you're going, well, how does that happen? Plants are just incredible. They're amazing. So they're putting plants in animals, animals in plants, insects and arachnids and mammals and arachnids. And this is the unclassified stuff. You know, I remember in the Washington Post about 2 years ago, there were humanzees. And I don't mean the humanzees you see on the Discovery Channel, you know, does this chimpanzee have any human in it? Boy, it looks like a human. No, folks, I mean, they announced it, they want people to see it, but they have been doing human chimpanzee splices down in Costa Rica. And it's admitted. And then there's all the Defense Department stuff, which is just gigantic. You know, my dad's an oral surgeon. And so back when I was about 12, it was like, well, we may have to move to Virginia. But my dad's like, well, but I don't think I'll do it. The money's really good, but I want to keep owning my dental practices up here in Dallas. And I said, well, what is he? He said, well, I can't tell you, but I'm real good at, you know, he taught at the local dental school and stuff. He says, I'm real good at, and I do a lot of implants, and they're interested in bone and, you know, plastics and metals and bone, and they want to hire me to go do a Defense Department program. And he just said, all I can tell you, he shouldn't even tell me this, he said, cyborgs. I mean, my dad was approached for this. So, and believe me, they were approaching a bunch of people in the Dallas area. He knew other oral surgeons and other implant surgery dentists that were being approached for military application. I mean, folks, that's how far this has gone. Okay, I was 12 years old then, decades and decades ago. Okay? My father, David Jones, approached to do that and said, no thanks. And that was only because he'd been in a bunch of government science programs and stuff when he was in high school and in college, and he, for a while, wanted to be an astronaut, so he was kind of already on their database, so they approached him. So they've approached a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going on in these giant underground facilities. But forget that. Man, you can go up to upstate New York and see spider goats. You can go right out here in Texas, right out by College Station's got a planting area just about, 15 miles from Crawford. I've always wanted to go there. Then I was out there at Crawford doing news reports. I was too tired, sunburned, driving back in the summer when Sheehan was out there. I said, oh, that's that facility. I always wanted to video that. I'm like, it was getting dark. I was too tired. We didn't stop. This stuff's all around you. It's all over the place. It's very, very dangerous. We'll come back and play some news clips about these body scanners, get into the upcoming war with Iran, which they're really getting ready for, moving more troops and material and fighter jets and fighter bombers into the area. It's all coming up, so you'll want to stay with us. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flows through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
David, Roman, Jeff, Phil, Roger, many others. Toll-free number to join us. It's always a good idea to give the number out. 1-800-259-9231. And I know I've spent a lot of time yesterday and some time today on these body scanners, but I haven't spent enough time in the past. I mean, really, it's a 360 color image of your naked body. And you're just going to let, I guess, you and your family, I guess I'll have to submit to the nice men in black mask, because if you even ask them questions of the TSA, they're trying to, what's your problem? You know what we say, boy? You know what happened on 9/11? Yeah, you left the borders wide open, and all the evidence shows the government's behind it. Yeah, that's a lie. You just do what we say. We're running things now. So it makes me very angry, and it's extremely upsetting. I want to get into these news clips and get into the little tattletale spying grid. But before we do that, I do want to encourage all of the listeners out there to visit InfoWars.com. We have a bunch of new specials, in which, in the interest of time, I'm not going to cover. We had a lot of great specials in December as Christmas specials and then as New Year specials. And some of those specials are now gone. But I have added a bunch of new specials where you can get even better deals on some items that were not previously massively discounted. And we kept some of the specials, like the 4-DVD special, which I think you save $35 on. I mean, it's ridiculous. My four newest DVDs, American Dictators, Martial Law, Order of Death, and of course 911, The Road to Tyranny, really four of my best films too, the 3DVD special. We have the deal still where you get the Order of Death, my new film about the Illuminati New World Order program, the new footage inside Bohemian Grove, shot last July, Inside the Owl, new documents, the connections to the elite, how they operate. On that same DVD, there is the updated, re-edited, remastered 2000 edition, now the 2005 edition, updated, of my original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on one DVD or VHS. When you get one copy for $24.95, each additional is $9.95. We kept those specials. The T-shirt specials are still up there. So be sure and go to Infowars.com and take advantage of that. There's, again, a bunch of other new specials that Ryan keeps printing off for me to read on air, and I keep, frankly, getting live on air and going, wait, it's in that giant stack over there. That'll take 5 minutes to dig through, and so I haven't told you about those. So just take advantage of them. Go look at them at Infowars.com. Or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions, tell you about the different films, tell you about the different specials, and take your order over the phone or give you mailing addresses or any info you need by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Also, you can call my office in order, but we really just have one person doing that, and they get overwhelmed and... So don't feel bad if we cut you off when you call. If it's, you know, some vital news I've got to have and you talk Shirley's ear off for 5 minutes, it's because literally she gets hundreds of calls a day, and all of your calls are important. But really, calling my office is mainly to become a distributor. And we've got deals that just get down to just dirt cheap. I mean, we're talking 60-70% off when you're a distributor. And you buy DVDs or VHS or any of the, of our materials at bulk pricing. It's just great. And then sell them at your store, sell them at your hardware store, sell them at your church, whatever. If you're already a traveling salesman, sell them out of the back of your truck. I mean, this is a free market system. I encourage you to also, you know, buy originals and burn copies, make copies, and give them away. That's fine. But we're also looking for distributors. That's where we can really have an effect. So my office number is 512-291-5750, 512-291-5750. And, again, we want to thank everybody for their support out there. And there's also PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's just getting bigger and better every day. We're even going to upgrade it this tonight. Might be down for an hour or so to a kind of a multi-tiered, multi-server system, because it's just been growing so fast that we just continue every month or so, it seems lately, to be updating it and to be upgrading it. Okay, enough said there. I think better than just first reading this news article that Steve Watson put together about it, and he, again, he lives in London, so he's living it, living the police state dream. Let's go ahead and just roll this first newscast where it's just all one-sided. It's wonderful. It's great. Everyone loves it. Go ahead and roll it.
Paddington Station, 120,000 people and a security headache. We know terrorists favor attacking the transport network, but what can be done? This, the start of a major new trial of body scanners.
It's easy enough picking up one man and a bag, like me, but what about when you've got a whole trainload of people like this coming off? That's going to be a real test of the system. So this is how it all works. First of all, I give my bag in, which is going to be scanned, and then I have to walk into this booth. Raise my arms, they take a scan of me. That is then processed in this area, along with an image of my bag. You can see it there on the screen. If nothing's wrong, I'll just pick it up and I'll be on my way.
We want to test various types of screening equipment. We want to see whether or not they work in a large railway station. In future, we'll be testing other things on the London Underground. But we simply, at this stage, want to see what techniques we could use.
There is an issue over time because they're often running for a train. But, you know, it's one of those things we have to endure these days.
Anything to make us feel safer.
Similar systems are already used at places like airports. In Jerusalem, they even use it to screen for suicide bombers trying to get on buses. But it'll only work if the screening is targeted, according to a man who used to run security at all of the UK's major airports.
You have to select by one means or another. In the past, this has been referred to as profiling, but that's not strictly PC these days. A behavioral pattern recognition process. Same principle, but you select people that you feel warrant additional screening.
The trial's costing £500,000, and there are accusations it's all a waste of money because it's far too easy to get around. Andrew Winstanley, BBC London News.
Now, again, we have proven it is declassified. We've interviewed MI6, MI5 agents, members of British Parliament, number three in Blair's own government, that the British government, starting in 1980, and we know it happened before then, but this is what we have declassified, carried out dozens and dozens of bombings all over the country, provocateured them or carried them out, to blame it on the IRA as a pretext to continue military forces presence in Northern Ireland there, between the Orange and the Catholics. Now, that's on the record. In fact, the commanders of different more violent strains of the IRA were actually Royal Marines, MI6. They would kneecap people. I told you, bloke, get out there and kill. Get out there and beat someone. And if they wouldn't, they'd kneecap them on the spot. And, of course, they were special forces the entire time, actually leading the fake insurgency. And it is very, very serious. And now it's come out, and I didn't even know this, that there were historical records that had already been released in the 80s. That there were actually news articles in the 80s, but now even more has come out. We covered this 2 days ago, that in 1986, let me dig the article out, I believe, 86 or 88, the Mossad, a six-man team, was caught by London police about to stage a bombing. They had an apartment full of plans, bombs, weapons. They were actually planning some shootings, too, to be, quote, blamed on Muslims. So, I mean, that is confirmed, convicted, on the record. And that was posted, what, on Monday up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. So, they admit Gulf of Tonkin was staged. We already knew that, but now it's declassified. Never happened. Fake terror attack. USS Liberty, I've interviewed the admirals who took the call from LBJ when they were trying to help that ship. He said, listen, that bleeping boat's going to the bottom. That was the plan. Kill everybody on board, blame it on Egypt. And that's part of the record. I mean, what I've had five admirals on about that, including the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas C. Moore. You might want to listen to him. I don't know. Maybe so, maybe not. I'm not sure. But, and then we have Operation North was the official U.S. government plan to hijack jets and crash them. They said, hopefully with young people on board, because that gets Americans really mad when we kill kids. We could blow up a ship again, like we did with the Maine, and blame it on the Cubans and start a war with the Soviets. We could attack our own Marine Corps base at Guantanamo Bay with U.S. Army, a unit made up of American Cubans dressed up, and kill them and shoot them. We could bomb D.C. and blame it on them. We could even frame patsies. We could have sniper attacks and do it. Really, go to my website. I got ABC News, Baltimore Sun about it. I have the document on InfoWars.com. You might want to read it. I don't know. And there are hundreds of others. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of others. We have Operation Gladio. You see, because I really can't talk about these scanners without getting into that. We've all got to have scanners. We've all got to be scanned. We've all got to be scanned, you know, naked images of us in the computer. The whole family on file with them. Got to do that because the terrorists are going to get us. And then you track back who the terrorists are in almost every case. I'm not saying there isn't a Muslim who blows themselves up or there isn't somebody who shoots someone. Yeah, that goes on. But on almost all those cases, you track back who's doing the funding. It's coming right out of Mossad, MI6, CIA, Defense Intelligence, or other even private groups. So it's the best enemies money can buy. It's like Arm & Hammer and the Rockefellers for the entire Cold War. They own the aluminum plants, own the tank plants, made the profits. At the end of the, quote, Soviet Union's collapse, it turned out they all owned it. Lord Rothschild, it turned out, owned the big oil company. He owned the big nickel mines. That's been in the main press. Well, an incredible secret has been revealed, they told us last year. Lord Rothschild actually owned Gazprom. Lord Rothschild actually owns the major companies, and the oligarchs was simply front men for him. It turns out he had control even during the Soviet years. Quite unusual. And they just kind of glaze over it. It's all staged. Can we say staged? It's a global mafia that knows that we need fake fights so we don't realize who the real enemy is, and that's this criminal government that's outside the Constitution and outside the Bill of Rights. Let me read Steve Watson's article. That's just number one. Number two, it doesn't keep you safe to do this. Number three, you can't trust the government. Continuing, new body screeners in U.S. And in London. But new body screeners in use in London, we are living in a dystopian nightmare. Witness the Panopticon mass surveillance prison in operation. A high-tech body scanner for detecting would-be terrorists has been unveiled at London's Paddington Station ahead of a four-week trial, the BBC reports. Passengers will be randomly selected to pass through the 7-meter box at the Heathrow Express platforms, while baggage is also screened. Other technology being tested includes advanced closed-circuit television systems, programming to sound alarms when they spot suspicious behavior. The implementation of such technology represents a giant leap in a total surveillance Big Brother society. People are forced with walking into booths, raising their hands above their heads like they are criminals, and being electronically scanned by a machine that produces a naked image of the body. Yet, as you have seen in the video and from above that we just heard the audio from, consensus is total acceptance. Let me stop right there. I have a friend who works in security at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport here in Austin, Texas. And I was up at the TV studio one night, and his brother has a show up there, so he was up there, and he goes, "Alex, hey man, come here." He goes, "Tonight when you get home, watch News 8 Austin." Because News 8 Austin airs the same news every hour on the hour. He goes, "I was there today. And obviously when there's a bunch of cameras at the airport, I have to follow them around." And he said they were there, and they interviewed about 45 people. I actually was counting. And it took them 45 people to find one person who liked the... Well, they randomly search you in the parking lot, they randomly search you in the building, and they do all this stuff to you. And they had troops in there. And he said, as soon as he saw this old lady say, "I love it," he knew they were about, because he has a TV show, you know, he knows these things, he knew they were going to turn the camera off. And man, as soon as they had that one person, 44, were like, "I hate it, it's dumb, this is a joke, close the borders." Because this is my town, folks, we woke everybody up. or at least people, I guess, out of town knew, too. One lady, he knew right then after the, because they kept interviewing her, because if somebody didn't like it, they talked to him like 20 seconds ago. "Okay, thank you." You're just looking for somebody. Because they don't say, "Hey, are you for it? Let's interview you." You know, what they do is they just talking to everybody, and then if it isn't what they want, they just move on to the next one. The 45th person, he said, he sat there counting it. I don't want to tell you who he is. I mean, he's not just a lowly security guard, folks. He's pretty high up. It got to the next person, and boy, as soon as she loved it, because he's one of them, folks. He understands this. As soon as it got to her, they just... talked to her 5 minutes, then turned the camera off, and he said, "I just knew I'd see her on the news." And guess who you saw? And only her. So people don't like it in England. I was there. About 30% of those I talked to a week after the bombing. Okay, I mean, I was there right after it. And then right when I left, they had the big scare. About 30% believed the government was behind it or had heard the government was behind it a week after. About another 40% or so thought the police state was great, and the other people just didn't know. So, but it didn't matter. The news was all, "We love it, it's great, it's good." So I would just add that, Steve Watson, to your article. "Yet we have seen from the video above the general consensus is total acceptance." Well, that's just dishonest. They found two idiots who said they loved it, probably out of 20 people, and then they put them on the news. The only negative comment in the report comes from a commuter who is worried about the process may add a few minutes to his journey, but Steve, it's still okay. He still says it's all right. He says, "It's one of these things we have to endure these days," comments one man. "Anything to make us feel safer," whimpers an elderly lady, while giving the most naive, boot-licking smile you can imagine. She does it because she's scared. She's been conforming her whole life. She's not stupid. She knows it's scary. That's why she's going along with it. She's not stupid. Look at the video. And this is precisely the point. The general public will accept any level of intrusiveness as long as it gives the impression that they are safer. It really doesn't matter that anyone is safe. It just eliminates your liberty. And it just goes on and on and on. And they have announced, and this is federalizing your local police, that the TSA is going to go nationwide. I heard them say it almost 4 years ago, but now they're doing it. Saw Ridge on C-SPAN about 4 years ago say it. And I've got articles here where the states are now griping about the national ID card, which they've got to implement at the local level. I've got articles about admitting transponders going and everything, the track and taxes. It's all happening, okay? So this is going to be in America now. The police have mobile scanners they make you walk into that lower down off a big truck. I think they have four of them in London, the article I saw a year ago. And they just march you out of a bar, quote, looking for weapons. I mean, this is, China doesn't even do this. They just go around grabbing whoever they want. I mean, this is scary stuff. Meanwhile, look at this. NSA use city police as trackers. Baltimore Sun. That isn't Infowars.com, folks. That's Baltimore Sun. And it said that they've even used local police to track war protesters and individuals that have been publicly criticizing the NSA. Go read it. Oh, no, the NSA is only spying on foreign phone calls to America. Folks, I told you. The NSA is many, 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 at least 10 times bigger. Some say it's like 15 times bigger. And there are 15 agencies, by the way. And the CIA is the smallest of the intelligence agencies, founded in 1947, so that's why you always hear about it. The NSA wasn't even public until about 15 years ago. Though it had even been in Senate hearings, the media would not report on it. So the NSA, I mean, folks, again, I've been at a land rights rally and had U.S. Army and Special Forces patches videoing us. I mean, that was 8 years ago. I mean, believe me, folks, they got the camps built. They're ready to put, I mean, this is the real deal. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Down in a bloody war. for liberty for their descendants. Welcome back, folks. Coming up, we have Mr. Stahl joining us, who's running for state senate. And no matter where you're living, Illinois, doesn't matter if you're in California, Oregon, New York, Florida, nationwide, these toll roads are going in. And these aren't just toll roads. These are tracking, taxation, regulation systems that will give you tickets, that will control your life. It will be a living nightmare. And I have spent a lot of time researching it. And sure enough, I got this ticket over the weekend. They told me about the voter, I keep saying Voter Responsibility Act, because that's another thing they're pushing to federalize the elections. This driver responsibility program. And sure enough, most of the money's going to build the toll roads, the control grids. And sure enough, one of the top links was Corridor Watch. So they were already on it, and I learned a lot there. Then I actually went in and read a lot of the minutes, hundreds of pages of the Transportation Board, and admitting that the whole way they're implementing it is actually illegal. I mean, this whole thing is just a giant scam. So that's coming up in the next hour. Actually, for an hour and a half, we've got our guest. That way we can edit it all down and have an hour for the television show coming up next week, and we'll also post that on PrisonPlanet.tv. But getting back to the whole NSA thing, I mean, I've had NSA officers on, I've had NSA generals on, people that were the heads of it in time past. For people that read and are educated, the NSA has been listening to the American people for a long, long time, randomly with keyword software, totally criminal, total violation of the Fourth Amendment, and it's not to keep us safe. Most of what the NSA does is they look for economic trends. You know, is everybody talking about, a certain genre of music? That data is then given in executive summaries to elite corporations that are part of the larger strategic system that we call the Anglo-American establishment. So most of that is economic. Most of that is an American company that's small, that isn't in with the globalists, comes up with some new development. Then the government learns of it. They'll even send people in. This has been documented, to actually steal those plans physically if the company's smart enough to not have those computers or systems wired in where it can be remotely accessed. Back doors have been built into everything by Microsoft and IBM and others that, again, are basically part of the government. It's a Siamese twin with their investments all together. Then that is given to a select company and then developed in China at slave prices through an economic warfare agreement to then deindustrialize the United States. They don't want any sovereign countries. They want us all weak with this international order of financial interest and central banks controlling us, and that's what effectively has been done. So, but here it is. You know, George Bush tells you they're not spying on you. It's just if bin Laden tries to call his mommy or something, they're listening. Why can't we listen to bin Laden? Nothing to do with it, folks. The NSA use city police as trackers. And we already knew this. They're now setting up CIA liaisons in every major city. This is the NSA. Activists monitored on way to Fort Meade war protest, agency memos show. And they also use them in other areas, tracking peace groups that have been criticizing the NSA spying on the American people as far back as 1986. And see, they're announcing all of this now to kind of have a chilling effect. Oh, if you criticize the government, then the NSA is going to come watch you. So many people will say, Alex, I'm not in a police state, but I don't want them to hear me talking about it because they'll come get me. Or I'll get on a list. Well, you're not in the police state, but you don't want to get put on a list. Let me tell you, folks, a lot of people at the NSA are good. A lot of people at the CIA are good. A lot of people in government are good. They're blowing the whistle right now. We need to give them the moral support. We need to say no to this. They're people just like us. We've got to take this country back. And then if they, quote, want to have some national security, let's close the borders, kick all these illegal aliens out, and do things that make sense, not turn America into Nazi Germany. Stay with us. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.